This is something that was originally intended just to be on the internet?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a little project, Rick, that we would put together and put up on the net. And essentially, I was using it to prove to people that I could make a movie. I'm working on a couple of others, and this was to be a kind of, it was going to use it as a vehicle to raise money to make my other movies. And it was only one of my co-producers, Carol Wright, who said, no. She said, this is a feature film. And so now we have a feature film.
So the, what is the premise of this?
It's a guy and a girl, and they're film students, and they inadvertently stumble upon an old man who bears an uncanny resemblance, both in looks and sound, to John Lennon.
And then they actually talk, this Lennon character is actually in the film? There's an actor playing?
Yes. It's portrayed by, he's portrayed by Mark Staser. And Mark has appeared on a few occasions at Abbey Road on the River. So, Mark plays Noel Snow, who looks like John. And then these kids, especially the boy, I mean, he's determined to prove that it is John, and so he uses all these different kinds of cameras. He wears a body cam. He has cameras everywhere because he doesn't want anybody to question or doubt what he's found and how he's found it. So, you know, it's documented from beginning to end. But all is not what it seems, Rick.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing the film.
Thank you.
And that's making its U.S. premiere
this
here in Louisville.
The U.S. premiere, yes. And then it's going to premiere in the U.K. at International Beatles Week on August 29th. And we go from there.
Now you have this Lennon character in Canada. You're from Canada. Live in Canada, right?
I'm from Canada, yes. Originally from London, England, but for the last 20 years or so, I've lived in the beautiful north.
And Lennon was no stranger to Canada.
No, he wasn't, actually. He on a few occasions, he had been up looking at buying a property up there, as a kind of getaway type thing. And the times that he had been to Canada. I mean, Canada's played a pivotal role in John's life. It's where he first performed as a solo artist in Toronto at the Live in Toronto Festival. That was the first time he ever appeared, you know, as a solo artist. And then he launched his bed-in campaign in Toronto and then Montreal. And, a lot of things began in Canada for John.
Now back to the film. I've been watching the trailer, listening to some of there's some original music that you composed that's in the film.
Yes, I composed all the music and wrote all the lyrics. I think the only thing I haven't done with this movie, Rick, is provide catering.
Well,
because we didn't have any.
Although kind of a low budget.
It's low budget. It's more better terminology would be no budget.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably very satisfied that you got it made then.
Oh yeah, it was a tremendous experience, and I'm a very fortunate person, and insofar as the production team, cast and crew, I was blessed right across the board with everybody involved with the film. I mean, it's been incredible, and ultimately the film would never have been made without my friends and family because they ultimately financed it.
Now you have screened it elsewhere. What's the response been like?
The response has been tremendous. We were released theatrically across Canada last year, and I went to a number of screenings, and it was really quite incredible the reaction. And we were also in a couple of Canadian film festivals in Sudbury and Vancouver. And, one of the comments, I'll always remember this lady at one of the very early screenings, she said, I do a, Q&A session at the end of the screening. And she said to me, Peter, I loved your movie. She said, there was only one problem with it. And I said, well, what was that? what's the problem? You know, I'm thinking, what could it possibly be? And she said, up until I saw the credits, she said, I believed everything I was watching. So, that was a tremendous, compliment. And since then, we've gone on to get, we've got some incredible reviews of the movie, and we're just going from strength to strength, you know. So we're really all very excited about screening in Louisville, and looking forward to. It'll be an interesting time because I've never screened it before in front of a Beatles-centric audience. So, be interesting to see what Beatles fans think of it.
Yeah, because you can't get anything by them. They really know their stuff.
That's true.
Have you heard anything from the Lennon estate about?
No, I've never heard anything from them or from the Beatles, and I've never pursued them. I think, you know, the way I look at it, in everything in its in good time.
Sure.
You know.
I have nothing to base this on, but I would think that they would be fascinated by this.
Yeah, I mean, it. You know, ultimately, Rick, the movie is my homage to John. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have made the movie, and I probably wouldn't be in the business, you know, that I'm in. I was inspired supported and provoked by the Beatles. So. Across my entire kind of creative life. So if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. And as I said, it is an homage to him, and it does question a lot of things around his, his assassination. And I think it, you know, for me, it was such a tragedy, for somebody who gave us so much. Of our generation, I think, we had the Kennedy assassination, that happened when I was a kid, and of course that was another tragedy, but for me this really was a tragedy of my generation, and it should never have happened. So it's just my way of saying, you know, thank you and Godspeed to him.
Now, are there two screenings this weekend?
Yes, there's a screening. It happens both days, today and tomorrow, and there's a possibility, I'm not sure, there's a possibility of the screening on Sunday in the afternoon.
And then you're going to be around to talk about it as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll be down at the festival, and after each screening we'll have a Q&A session. So I'll answer anybody's questions about the making of and everything else.
Very good. Well, good luck with the film, Peter, and
thank you so much, Rick.
Welcome to Louisville.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.